the rest of the story. Admittedly, unashamedly, the rest of the story stories usually tend to focus 5 days a week on the successes, the triumphs of men and ideas throughout human history, but, well, today is different. For example, there was once a man who conceived of an improved steam generator. He claimed it would cut coal costs by 90%. He did apply for a patent, but this inventor was an alcoholic. Right in the middle of building a prototype, he began drinking up half his investors' money. With the other half, one day he ran away. Then there was another fellow who invented something called a steam pulley. Now, he was not a drinker, and he positively guaranteed that his device would revolutionize the construction industry, but as it turned out, the steam pulley was worthless, and so was the inventor's guarantee. What about the man who was so sure that marine telegraphy was the coming thing? He might have made millions, but because he had grossly overestimated the future of that communication medium, he went broke. Still another inventor, a man named Jim Page, his invention of more than a century ago was a typesetting machine. Great future, he said, in typesetting machines. Unfortunately, Jim was no great inventor. His machine was never perfected. He joined the ranks of the anonymous. The misfired ideas of which you have just learned, these almost accomplishments, these dreams that never materialized, have one thing besides their failure in common. The same entrepreneur invested in all of them. The same man. His name was Sam. And as by now you've guessed, Sam was one bad businessman. Sam was a businessman with one huge character defect. He just could not say no. Some fellow named Bowers comes up to Sam. He says, Sam, I've just designed the ultimate steam generator. But he says he'll need investors for the production of a prototype. Sam sinks tens of thousands of dollars into the project. Mr. Bowers is the one who turns out to be a boozer and eventually blows town. Another inventor approaches Sam with a new kind of steam pulley. The pulley pulls $32,000 out of Sam's pocket in 16 months and then goes to pieces. It cost Sam $25,000 to learn that marine telegraphy was not the wave of the future. It cost him nearly $250,000 to discover that Jim Page's typesetter could not set type. Anybody with an idea for a new chalk engraving process or a revolutionary food supplement or self-pasting scrapbooks or self-adjusting suspenders, anybody with an apparently promising project in which to invest found an eager investor in Sam. And yet if Sam was ineffective as an entrepreneur, he was expert in his true profession, a dunce at handling money, a genius at handling words. A great talker and a great writer named Sam Clemens. That's right. Mark Twain. But this is the rest of the story. He was cautious money-wise once. Only once in his life did he ever say no to some enterprising inventor who knocked at his door. And that was the time a young man in his 20s asked Mark Twain to invest in the development of an original device, but the celebrated author, wary in this one instance, did manage to refuse the shy young inventor named Alexander Graham Bell, who had an idea for something called a telephone. And now you know the rest of the story.